It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Ryan.
You know, it's Valentine's week.
How romantic.
Do you have anything for your wife yet?
I'm working on it, buddy. How about you?
No. I always go down to the last minute.
Well, some of the best ideas come in the 11th hour.
Like the Halloween costume.
Shout out to you, Mayor Denny.
Good luck with all that box business. Okay, now back to Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Romance is in the air. And who does the Wassa Business Show think of when we think of romance?
God, we love you, Red Lobster. How about we write a little love note to Red Lobster to start the Wassa Business Show this week?
I think it's only appropriate. Get out that pen and paper. Let's pen this.
Hey, Red Lobster.
Sweet Red Lobster.
Dear Adamalekin Amendola, CEO of Red Lobster.
You're the man in charge.
And all of the Red Lobster glorious associates.
And fans. Don't forget the fans. We love you, too.
Please, I'm down on my knees.
Begging you, please.
Come to Wausau. Bring your fish tank and your cheddar biscuits. Some of your locations have bars in them. Some of them don't. That's okay. We're switch hitters.
We've been courting you, Red Lobster.
It's been a courtmanship.
For nearly a year at this point.
Is courtmanship a word, Paul?
Make this Valentine's Day special and announce that you're coming to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
We'll welcome you with open arms, a big hug, and a smooch to that lobster in the tank.
Love is in the air.
We'll wine you.
We'll dine you.
We'll 69. Never mind. Here we go. Let's go. Let's start the show.
Okay. The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
Yeah, we're live on the chairlift. We call this the six-man chairlift at Granite Peak. Oh, hi, how you doing? I'm Ryan, and this is Paul. We're from the Wausau Business Show. Welcome to the Granite Peak.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah. What's your name?
I am Sal.
And what's your name?
I am also Sal.
You're both named Sal.
Yes, and we both have the same last name.
Where are you from?
We're from St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes, sir.
And you came all the way up to Wausau to go skiing?
Yeah, it's the number one ski destination in the Midwest.
Wow. Well, what are your thoughts so far?
We love it, man. This is biggest little resort in the Midwest, for sure.
Besides skiing, what else do you like to do in Wausau?
You know, honestly, when we come here, it's just all about skiing and just eating. So, but we don't get cheese curds at home, so it's to put cheese curds up there.
Where do you hang out when you're not skiing?
Where did you go to breakfast today, for example?
Okay, yeah. We went to Ira's. Is it Ira's?
It is Era.
Era, sorry.
Era pancakes?
Yeah, Era pancakes, yeah.
So. And what's your favorite thing about Wausau? Did you get downtown yet?
Can you see that from the top of Granite Peak?
We'll be able to see it when we get atop Rib Mountain.
Yeah, I don't think we've gone to downtown Wausau yet.
No. I would welcome you. It's only a quick 5-minute drive from the parking lot here. You know, there's lots of things to do down there if you guys aren't too tired.
What should we try?
I'd recommend a place called Red Eye.
Okay, Red Eye.
How's the chairlift treating you? Is it comfortable here?
It is. You're the first guy with a microphone that we've run into.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. Is this customary in Wausau?
No, I don't think most Wausaunians walk around with a mobile microphone like this.
There's one of our fine ski patrollers going down just underneath us now. Have you had to utilize a ski patrol? Hopefully not.
Actually, I'll let Sal answer that.
Go ahead, Sal. Sal Jr.
I was actually getting into the lift line earlier, and I happened to take a tumble right in front of the ski patrolman. So,
did he swoop in?
Oh, yeah. They were real responsive to that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. We're right here. Do you need us? Dad laughed. Did Dad laugh at you, or was he concerned?
It was a little bit of both, obviously.
A little bit of hazing,
for sure.
What are you guys doing in St. Louis? How's the arch doing these days?
It's still standing there, actually. It's the gateway to the West, as the locals call it.
Why should we... So you come to here. How long did it take you to get here?
By car, 7 hours.
Oh, so you drove. Okay. Yeah. And you just Googled places to ski in the Midwest?
Literally how we found Granite Peak. Or say, hey, what are the best ski resorts in the Midwest? Because we just didn't want to drive, you know, the extra 6-7 hours to Colorado. Colorado. That's like a 13, 14 hour drive for us.
Okay. And what do you guys like to do in St. Louis?
I'll do anything. I like eating pizza for sure.
Oh, yeah. St. Louis style. Is there a St. Louis style of pizza?
Yes.
What would you say? Emo's is the biggest one?
Emo's is definitely the St. Louis trademark.
What kind of pizza is it? Thin crust? Or?
It's very thin. And people who come from out of town typically hate our pizza. Like, they'll get really, like, upset. Like, it's disgusting. How do you got? That's not pizza. That's what we get about St. Louis style pizza.
Okay, we've got a fair amount of thin crust here. Is Kurt Warner still your quarterback for the Rams? Or?
Well, no, we don't have a football team anymore. I don't know.
They left you
Yeah, actually, under my jacket is a Los Angeles Rams shirt, ironically.
Also, you kept your loyalty.
Yeah, well, I'm in the minority there. I get hazed significantly in St. Louis. Like, how could you still like him? You want to know what my line is for that?
Sure.
If you moved to Los Angeles, I'd still like you too.
Okay. No, that's good. Okay. What do you do for a living there in St. Louis, if you don't mind me asking?
I own a small personal lines insurance agency.
So you're an entrepreneur?
I guess.
You're a business person.
Well, I'm a businessman, but it's, you know, we're not curing cancer, buddy. It's pretty easy.
Okay, that's pretty good. Well, you're on a business show. You feel right at home, I would assume.
Yes.
Honored to meet you. Honored to meet you. Welcome to Wausau. Can't wait to have you back. And now we're off the chairlift, and there they go. Which run are you taking?
I'm taking Legends right here.
Legends right here. Okay, good luck. Break a leg. Oh, I guess you're not supposed to say that.
The Wausau Business Show. And now, here are your Granite Peak Shredding, Muskie Hunting, Melissa Langben Levin, Brad Emanuel Groupies, Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
I work every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones. At the end
of the day,
I take home my holiday.
Business show is open for business
and love.
Happy Valentine's Week. This Friday, it's less than a week away, Paul.
Yeah.
Let's make this a riveting and heart-throbbing Wausau Business Show this week. Who's our guest?
Today we have Ross Jergel, Hollywood star. He's most recently in American Sports Story, where he played none other than Tom Brady.
Mr. Romance himself.
That's right.
On FX. Executive produced by Ryan Murphy of Glee 911, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
An American Horror Story.
Guy's a big deal.
Ross Jergel graduated from Wausau East High School, and he's coming to talk to the Wausau Business Show. He's also in a Super Bowl commercial before the big game this weekend.
Tune into the pregame of the Super Bowl to watch one of Wausau's own.
Ross Jergel, coming up on the Wausau Business Show this week. Also coming up on the show this week, a huge Wausau business rumor about the Grand Theater. Big changes, big stuff coming to the Grand Theater.
Love the Grand.
We have to get to the bottom of. Rumors are rampant. It's as big of a rumor as Carmelo's being sold.
Wow.
That one just keeps coming back, you know?
Let's get to the bottom of it like we do.
Oh, you mean that one again? Oh, yeah. Carmelo's being sold? Sure. Just go in there and ask. But yeah, big stuff coming to the Grand Theater. And so we're going to go talk to Sean Wright about the big changes at the Grand Theater.
Oh, and RIP Dr. Ruth.
What?
Yeah, she passed away recently, and
she didn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, every Valentine's Day I think about Dr. Ruth.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
I mean, she's very sexual. I mean, it's kind of a romantic type thing.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Ruth.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Did she die or not?
I think she's dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that a game? Dead or not dead?
Yeah. Dead or not
All
dead.
Right.
Yeah.
God rest your soul, Dr. Ruth.
If indeed you're dead,
Ruth Ginsburg. No, that's somebody else. Okay.
That's the Supreme Court justice. Totally different Ruth.
Yeah.
Totally. I don't know. Yeah. She might be a doctor. I don't know.
Also very loving.
Yeah.
What's the line on the game, by the way?
Last I saw it was 1.5.
That is looking like a serious game. I mean, like, the spread is, one?
It's changing by the minute, as they do, and these billions of dollars being poured in, so the line does change.
Money line is even.
Wow.
Right now, ESPN has it at 48.5 over under.
Oh, okay. CBS has it at 1.5 as well, and a 48.5.
All the same.
Over under right now.
Who are you going for, Chiefs or Eagles?
Oh, man. I think I got to go Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been three-peated, I guess. So you got to go for the Chiefs, even though that's an unpopular opinion by many. But I'm also rooting for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, the Swifties are with
the
Chiefs.
Let's go. Let's just get it done and get it over with. Yeah. And that's enough for you Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
We had to take a road trip back from Tulsa to Wausau because our plane got canceled. So we just drove and we had to go through Kansas City. And my 4-year-old son, as we were driving through the highways of Kansas City, they had Patrick Mahomes billboards up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then they had like a permanent Ferris wheel off to the side of the highway. Okay. I don't know why. And then they had a bunch of bridges that you drive over when you go through Kansas City. I've been to Overland Park for work, but
right. I had sushi with you one time in Overland Park, as a matter of
randomly.
Fact.
We were both there for work. But Jack, my 4-year-old, he goes, "Wow, Daddy, so this is Kansas City." I'm like, yeah, Jack, this is Kansas City. And then he goes, "This place is a miracle." For some reason, he loves Kansas City. I'm like, all right, we'll get you back there. So he's rooting for Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Speaking of romance, those two are ready to tie the knot. Any Wausaunian connections to the Super Bowl this year? Obviously, last year, Super Bowl sideline reporter, NFL great, Shea Reif went to the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, we talked about Ross Jergel. That's a Wausa connection to the Super Bowl pregame. Anyway.
Ah, there you go. Well, I got one more.
Go ahead.
Matt LaFleur was in Wausau last week, even though he was not going to the Super Bowl.
Darn.
He almost went.
Next year. So he was in Wausau at what? At some sort of basketball tournament?
Yeah, it was the Noon Optimist basketball tournament, and one of his kids was in the tournament.
You're kidding me.
Not the first time I heard that Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, was in Wausau for a basketball tournament, but I guess he was real accommodating. People would come up to him and say hi, and he'd take pictures and sign autographs like it was no big deal. He's just a man of the people.
Well, Coach LaFleur, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are,
looking forward to talking to you, Coach.
Yeah, next time you're in Wausau, swing by the Wausau Business Show. Hey,
we're still working on that, and it's going to happen any week now.
Yeah.
And we have listeners all over the country and all over the world, Paul.
Yeah.
And one of them is Troy Jaster in Dallas.
Hey, Troy.
And we heard that Troy listens to the Wausau Business Show on Spotify, which is the podcast version, obviously. And when you're on Spotify, you can increase the speed of the show.
Right. 1.5, 2.
right.
Up to, I don't know, 10.
Which makes you sound like a mouse.
Right.
Mickey Mouse. I guess he increases by like 25%. Us.
Oh, is that what you heard?
So I talked to him on the phone the other day. Okay. He's like, "Hey, wow, it's weird listening to your voice on normal speed.
You sound so slow."
Yeah. Like, okay. So I thought it'd be fun if we slowed down our voices right now to say hi to Troy Jaster in Dallas.
That's a good idea. Let's go.
Because now he's going to listen to it on normal speed. So this is slowed down 25%.
So it sounds normal if you're upping it 25%.
Yeah, right. 25%. Right. So to everybody else that's listening on normal speed, this sounds a little ridiculous.
Right.
But to Troy, this is how we normally sound, Troy. Hi, how you doing? Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, Troy.
Yeah, thanks for listening, buddy.
Okay, back to normal speed.
All right, let's go.
Back to sounding like Mickey Mouse for Troy, but normal for everybody else. And thanks to Marathon County for having us at their employee event. All of Marathon County employees gathered together at North Central Healthcare about a week and a half ago.
Yep.
And they invited us to just talk about the Wausau Business Show and celebrating Wausau, which is what we do on the Wausau Business Show. Number one, Wausau is number one, and we appreciate that. But what did we learn, Paul?
Well, we learned a couple of things. One of the things I took away is that in Marathon County, there are two cows for every human. Let that soak in.
Two cows per person in Marathon County. Yeah, that was my big takeaway, too. We spent kind of the whole day with the employees of Marathon County. You had the snow crew. You had the parks crew. You had HR. You had everybody there. And it was some sort of professional development event that they asked us to speak at.
We had Brian from the airport. airport there.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, Brian Grief. But two cows per person was the main takeaway.
Yeah, and I don't know if I was surprised that that was low or high. I mean, that's 250,000 cows. I don't know what I would have predicted.
What's your favorite Valentine's Day song, by the way? Boy, we are all over the place today.
It gotta be. There's romance in the air. There's football in the air. I'm thinking about wings and nachos right now.
All right. What is it?
Favorite romance song?
Uh-huh. I'm just curious. Is it a Wall song?
It's got to be a Wall song, Jared. I'm channeling my inner Jared right now.
I don't think people know what a Wall song is. You want to explain it?
A Wall song is one that
takes
comes
over.
On. It takes you so much that you have to lean on a wall because romance is in the air and it's so emotional.
It consumes your entire body where you get weak in the knees because that song is such a powerful love song that you need to prop yourself up against the wall with at least one or two hands.
If it's powerful enough, it's two hands.
Otherwise, you'll fall over.
Yeah.
Because that song completely fills your body with testosterone or something. I don't know.
Testosterone, emotion, romance. I don't know.
So what is it? What's your number one Wall song of all time for Valentine's Day week, Paul?
Well, Valentine's Day makes me think of roses. So maybe Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Ooh, Poison.
Yeah. A ballad. I like a good ballad from a rock band.
A hair band?
Yeah, a hair band, yeah.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night.
Yeah, although
we both lie close together,
how far apart do you feel?
We feel miles apart.
Where?
Inside.
Where? Inside.
Was
no.
Something I said,
or something
I did. Did my words not come out?
They didn't come out right. They did not come out right. His words.
Right.
Tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's
what do they say?
Every rose has its
thorn.
Oh, okay.
Just like what?
Just like every
okay.
Rose
has its dawn.
All right, so the night ends. Okay.
Anything about a cowboy?
Just like every cowboy.
What kind of song?
Sings a sad,
a sad song.
A double sad song.
Oh, wow, Paul.
Maybe I picked the wrong one. I don't know. It popped in my mind. You're so smart. What's your favorite Valentine song? Mr. Romantic over there.
I'm going to go with Love Potion number 9.
Oh, an old school kickback. I think that might be about drugs. I don't know. Love Potion? Oh,
before they had Viagra, they had Love Potion number 9. It's by the Searchers.
They're searching for love.
She's got a pad down on 34th and Vine.
Okay.
What? Love Potion number 9.
Right.
Yeah. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. Not 10.
No, it was the ninth iteration of the potion, or what?
They really got it going there. They went to Walgreens and they went to CVS.
And by the 9th try, they finally found the potion that creates love.
There you have a potion.
Let's stick with number 9.
The first few created canker sores and whatnot.
A lot of side effects. Insomnia.
The 9th was the one you were looking for. One more. Let's try one more.
It's funny. You dissect the lyrics of these romantic songs and they're...
Suddenly don't become so cool. There's always the classic. There's always the classic.
Ah, Stevie.
They performed on the...
New Year's Day.
I love New Year's Day. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
He performed on the Grammys this past week.
Yes, he did. Still kicking and singing his heart out. Candy hearts to give away.
I like that he talks about spring here.
Okay.
Rhymes it with. He rhymes
go
it
ahead.
With. He rhymes
sing.
Spring with sing.
That's clever.
Another ordinary. Now we're getting
ordinary
to
big.
A certain month.
No April. Rain.
April.
Okay, that's coming up.
No flowers bloom.
Mm-hmm. The lyrics are interesting.
No wedding Saturday
within the month of. It really takes you through the calendar there.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice sequence.
This is more of a calendar song, it sounds like, than a romance.
Okay, all right.
Weather song, too.
All right, so happy Valentine's week, everybody.
Yeah.
Love you. Love you, Wausau. Love you, Melissa Langben. Miss you. And don't forget about the Friend of a Friend competition for $10,000.
Yeah, that is going strong right now. Sign up on wassabusiness.com and join the contest.
$10,000 for first place. It's very simple. All you need to do is convince a few people to live and work and move to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. And the person that's responsible for recruiting the most people to come to Wausau wins $10,000. Second place, $2,500.
Yeah. Special thanks to our sponsors, of course, Strong Bridge Financial and Green Fire Builders of the Future. Thank you, guys.
All right. So we'll be right back with Ross Jurgel live from Hollywood.
Oh, fun.
This is the Wausau Business Show. Love is in the air.
Listening to the Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
The Wausau Business Show.
Dedicated to Wausonians from Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit your community foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, your community foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, and now our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
Why should your business consider Incredible Bank? It's simple. We'll help you do the incredible. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a growth-focused business pro looking to expand, or a nonprofit founder dedicated to bettering your community, we have the products, services, and commitment to help you achieve your goals. Discover how we can power your success. Visit IncredibleBank.com or stop by one of our branches today. Incredible Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
Ryan and Paul, we love Wausau. The Wausau Business Show.
Here it is. We're just waiting for Ross Jurgel to come on in.
This is very exciting.
Ross Jurgel played Tom Brady, 20-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
20-time. It feels like it, doesn't it?
And I like how it says on his IMDb. Wow, real hunk.
Well, you got it to play Tom Brady.
American Sports Story, that's on FX.
10-part limited series on FX.
Aaron Hernandez, I believe he was a murderer. Or he was murdered? Was he murdered or was he the murderer?
Well, he was in prison for murder.
Okay, so he was the murderer.
But he got murdered.
And then he got murdered again?
In prison. He got murdered again. we got to get the basics straight before Ross comes in. We look like we don't watch football or something.
Yeah. There's a buddy, he would have a nickname. I'd call him the Jurg.
Is he out in Tinseltown?
Yeah. Oh, here he is.
Hey!
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ross, how are you doing? Are you on set?
Doing well, no. This is my house.
Well, Ross, ladies and gentlemen, Ross Jurgel. Hey, Ross.
Welcome, Ross.
And applause, too.
Live from the Hollywood Hills. Not exactly, but where are you again?
Redondo Beach,
but not hit by the tragedies that happened out there. Hearts go out to you guys out there in Southern California.
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing significant in your neck of the woods, so to speak.
Nope. Little ash and things like that on the ground, but out of the fire zone, thankfully.
So Wausau East graduate Ross Jurgle just started in the FX series and played 20-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady.
It kind of feels like he won it 20 times, doesn't it, Ross?
It does. The things that guy's been able to do. I tell you what, just even walking on set in a number 12 Patriots jersey.
Oh, man.
I feel like I won at least one Super Bowl. People look at you, they're like, oh, that's that's not Tom Brady, but it kind of looks like Tom Brady.
I'm not Tom Brady, but I play him on TV.
Yeah. I've put that one out too many times, I'm sure, by now.
Yeah.
How did the casting process go for that role?
Kind of every job is a little bit different. That one happened in its own unique way. I saw a casting director for a different Ryan Murphy show. Maybe you guys are familiar with American Horror Story.
Of course.
And that's been running for like 20 seasons or something like that. A couple episodes there. I didn't get those, but then it was like casting director saw me the next week for a different job, the next week for American Sports Story, for the role of Aaron Hernandez's agent. They saw me for another role, and finally they're like, how about Tom Brady? I was like, all right.
Got yourself a deal.
So it was one of those, it kind of happened like they saw my work, and then it was like 1, 2, 3, found the role that was a right fit for me, I guess.
Very cool. So what year did you move out to Southern California?
You know, I've only been out here for a couple years. The career started in New York back in 2019. Summer of 2019, I was 28 years old. So in some regards, a little late to the industry. You know, I'm competing against other 34-year-olds who have been doing this for 20 years or 30 right. years.
Yeah.
But no, I started in 2019 out in New York, 6 months before the pandemic. So
what timing?
You know,
what happened in New York that triggered you to?
Yeah. What really brought me out to New York was the only contact I had in the industry was a gentleman that I crossed paths with 10, 12 years prior, who kind of wanted to get me going in this world. And I kind of turned it away. I said, no, I'm going to go play college football. And I reached back out to him like 10 years later. And I said, hey, is this still like a possibility? So like,
remember when he talked to me 10 years ago?
Yeah. No, it was crazy. He was like, oh, you know, he's this old New York guy. And he's like, yeah, I've been waiting 10 years to hear you say that, kid. And,
is he an agent? Was he an agent, Ross?
He was at the time I came across him, he was like a scout.
Okay.
And then, when I did ask him, if it was a possibility, he said, you know, he's like, I've never been in a better position to help you. He had kind of moved in his career as well. And it was kind of an interesting timing thing.
Everything always is, right?
Yeah. You know, it's timing and effort. But I moved myself out there, and I knew that the one thing I definitely had to do was, you know, get myself trained, mm-hmm. you know, and anything I've ever done, I come from a athletic background. I come from an academic background, and I knew I had to figure out what the heck this acting thing was. I know it looks easy when Leo DiCaprio plays Gordon Belfort on Wolf of Wall Street, and you watch it and you go, man, I could do that.
Sure. Yeah.
But there's a lot of layers to it.
You weren't a professional actor. You didn't do much acting. You were in sports in high school and college. And so you wanted to be trained to become a better actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Method? Method acting or?
The first thing I did.
I don't know how serious I should be about asking that question, but yeah. Like, is that a real thing that you go? Like, do you start with method acting or how does it go?
There are a bunch of different schools of thought and a bunch of different methods, if you will.
Yeah.
The first thing I got involved in was a 2-year conservatory that
like,
was
like
this
Britney Spears type of conservatory. Oh, that's a conservatorship. Okay.
Very different. Yeah, I'm okay. Guessing.
No one was controlling my money.
Oh, God.
All right. Although they should. Yeah. No, I got out there and did this thing called Meisner. And I was just like, what is this? Is this acting or am I just bad at it?
Yeah. Did it seem kind of cheesy or?
It just didn't work for me.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It just didn't work for me.
Yeah. It didn't feel comfortable.
I came across another gentleman, who ran a private acting studio. And he was more of a method guy. And he pulled from other method teachers, and whatever his work was resonated with me.
Okay.
And I was like, man, that's something that I can use. Shoot, I had to audition for this guy. And in the audition, I took three things away that I was like, I can use this in my next audition tonight, kind of a thing. So he became a little bit of my guru, attribute most of what I know about acting to him.
Wow.
So yeah, it's not a straight line approach. You know, it's not one plus one equals two type thing. It's right. A very grab baggy, aloof, scatterbrained existence that Hollywood is exactly how you think the approach is as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's no magic formula. Everybody has their own method, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a different place than I came from. Mine previously was like, you know, you do step one, then step two, and then you're middle management.
Right.
And then you're the boss. And yeah. It's like, it doesn't work like that, man.
What did you think was going to happen in your career? You thought you were going to play NFL sports originally, right? Or because you weren't a thespian or an actor in plays in high school, in grade school, right? You were a jock.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was, the goal was to play college football for sure. I remember I told my brother I wanted to be a running back, and he looked at me. He's like, you sure? you see who the running backs are, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I'll play defense.
Okay.
But getting to the NFL, obviously, man, any child athlete, football player's dream.
100%.
And hey, I took that as far as I could. And then beyond, you know, I was a strength and conditioning coach.
Okay.
For a while.
Notice you got 34,000 followers on Instagram here, Ross. That's a hefty amount here, ladies, if you want to follow him on Instagram.
And just counting. Just added one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I clicked. So strength and conditioning. So you went from high school to like D1. You played, I forgot where it was.
I played in Minnesota State with Mavericks down in Mankato.
Cool. Mankato. That's right.
Mavericks. And then from there, you became a strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah, that's probably the appropriate trajectory. Took an internship out at UC Berkeley.
Wow, cool.
In the athletic world known as Cal. Cal to Stanford, Stanford to Indiana State. Did my master's in whatever sportsness I did there.
And you always
Wisconsin Green Bay. I stopped back at home for a little bit.
UWGB, shout out.
6 weeks on the job, took a new job, South Alabama.
Wow.
Found my way to the Gulf Coast, back to Stanford, coaching back squat, got tired of it, and New York. There we go.
I think we tied it together.
And at what point along the way did you make the phone call, the famous phone call to this Jersey guy or whatever, the guy that you hadn't talked to in 10 years? Yeah. What was his name?
Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. And so you moved to New York specifically for acting because you called Mike and you're like, it's time, Mike.
Yeah, man. You ask all my friends and things like that. They know the acting thing goes way back. I mean, class clown, I guess. I couldn't sit still, you know, one of those things. And I the first time I ever watched a movie, I was just awestruck. And I'm like, God, I want to do that. And I think it was Schindler's List for me that put me in a terrible place for far too long. And I'm like,
different vibe.
I was affected by that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always been attracted to it. Something I always wanted to do. And it was always like the plan B. It's like, well, if the sports thing doesn't work out, I always, you know, give a go at this acting thing I've heard about.
Uh-huh.
I just figure you drive out to LA, live on somebody's couch or in your van, and you go to auditions. And that was kind of always the plan B.
I like that your backup plan was to be a Hollywood actor when most people's an accountant.
I think model was probably in there at some point, too. Maybe models call themselves actors. I don't know. How does that work, Ross?
For me, at least, modeling is what you do and you can't act. You know, I do fill my time in between, you know, acting jobs with selling whatever brand of laundry detergent I need to.
Yeah. Have you been in any commercials lately?
Lately, what have I been doing? Well, tomorrow I've got one for a tequila company. So I got to go sell some tequila tomorrow.
Okay. That's way better than laundry detergent.
Yeah. We'll see. You never know what I get, what happens when I show up on set. Sometimes I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Sure.
So then you move out to LA, and how long did it take you to kind of get going? Or did Mike set you up out there?
Yeah. So out in New York, my guy, Mike, he was a commercial agent. And fortunately, he was with a company that had a theatrical department. equipment, and I kind of got rolling out there with them. It took me about a year. I think the first movie I shot was a little movie called Heart of the Manor.
All right, little indie flick.
Yeah, little indie rom-com. shot in fall of 2020. So kind of took me a little over a year to get my feet wet a little bit. And then it kind of just started rolling, you know, figuring out the ropes of this industry a little bit and taking it one step at a time. And I didn't move out here with nothing. You know, I was shooting a Western at the time when my place in New Jersey was being sold. So I had to find a new place. I was out here in Santa Clarita at a movie ranch, and I'm like, oh, what do places look like out here? And I went and looked at a place. I signed a lease in 48 hours and shipped my car with all my stuff.
Oh, and you never looked back.
Yeah.
And now you're at that time, but you're a California resident. So you kind of fell into being a California resident a little bit, it sounds like, based on timing again.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was 2021.
December of 2021. And then by the new year, I was living out here. Yeah.
And then living out there since 2021, you're able to go to auditions a lot easier, especially with movies. I know you've done a bunch of TV miniseries as well. It looks like you've kept yourself busy since then.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal for any actor, is just to stay busy. It's when you got the idle hands that you start to drive yourself a little bit insane. And you ask any actor in this town, all they want to do is work, especially from a place like Wausau, like mm-hmm. like the people that we know and we grew up around. Everybody I know is just the hardest worker. And then this industry is like, if I'm not working 12 hours a day, what am I doing?
Right.
Well, you can't work 12 hours a day as a, you know, what am I going to do? Monologues in the mirror for 12 hours?
Right.
You got to figure out how to navigate the waters a little bit and find, some sort of semblance of balance in reality while you're still, you know, trying to pursue the ranks of acting.
Yeah, that's very cool. Who do you find inspirational these days, whether it be a director or leading man or woman?
Oof. You know, I can pull something from anybody. You know, I really can. I mean, there's some of those A-listers that you just absolutely love. The Christian Bales. Uh-huh. I mean, Matt Damon, I cried watching Ford versus Ferrari. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I teared up a little bit.
He's great. I love Matt Damon.
How about that?
You know, there's some of these guys that are just so captivating.
I have a 4 and a 7-year-old, and I just watched The Martian with Matt Damon.
Oh, speaking of them.
They loved him. They're obsessed with Matt Damon now. Get over. Yeah, settle down. With this.
I think I got choked up on the rocket launch to go link up with maybe that's just me.
You gotta be able to have those depths. What about favorite movie these days? Do you try to watch as much of that as you can, or is it better to stay away from it?
No, I love being a member of the audience. The only thing that getting into this has changed for me a little bit, all right, it's like watching football with my brother. My brother's a football coach. He's a defensive coordinator in the NCAA. You watch a football game with him and he just tries to shut up because he knows everything that's going to happen before it happens. He's in the factory watching the sausage get made,
right?
You know, and then the viewers are consuming it. It's the same thing for me. It's like, I'm watching it from a different perspective. Like, oh, how do they do that? Was that green screened?
Right.
Oh, that was
right.
So sometimes it ruins really bad stuff. And then the things that are really good, like I watched The Crown. I don't think they missed a thing. I couldn't find one flaw in that thing.
Wow.
So it makes watching shitty stuff worse. I got to turn it off.
Yeah.
I was watching Napoleon. I'm not here to call out anyone. But all right. Our buddy Joaquin Phoenix is playing a French dictator.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got an American accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The least you got to do is you can speak English. I'll give you that.
Right.
But give me a French accent, please. I turned it off in 6 minutes.
What's the long-term goal, Ross, here? I mean, an Academy Award, I'm assuming?
Ooh.
Is that too much to ask to bring home to Wausau?
You know, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't refuse an award if someone would be willing to give me one. But I don't know what the long-term goal is. I think the vision changes every year that I've been doing it. You know, my first year is like, I just want to say some lines on camera.
Right.
it grows like anything else. You know, you just want to be on the team. Well, then you want to get some playing time. Then you want to be a starter. Then you want to be all conference.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, it's
hey, I'm all conference.
Things.
Now I might as well keep going.
Yeah, the ceiling keeps rising.
And
you know?
Eventually, the Super Bowl is the Academy Award. Leading actor, best actor of the year.
Household name, Ross Jergel. That's what we're looking
for.
Well, in Wausau,
Wisconsin, you already are, for sure.
That's right.
And growing, obviously. But after your time here on the Wausau Business Show, don't worry about it, Ross. You'll be a household name. Very concerned.
Let us apologize for the fandom you're going to receive after our millions of listeners hear you.
It's all our fault you blew up. And thanks for on IMDb, on the Internet Movie Database online that everybody knows, if you're kind of into this. Ross is proudly Wausonian. It says Ross Allen Jergel was born in Wausau, Wisconsin.
First sentence.
Yeah. I'm assuming that, you had something to do with that there. That's cool. Wausau proud. I like to see that.
Yeah. Hey, hold on.
Let's see what's
see it.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. A Wisconsin hat.
Yeah. Nicely done.
What do you miss most about Wausau, Ross?
Oh, man. I love Wausau. I love being from Wausau. I tell everybody that I'm from Wisconsin. It's a great place. Great place to be from. Great place to go back to. And it's all about the memories that I have, the memories I hope to make, the people that are there. And just like the little things, going down to Krieger's and getting some donuts.
Yeah. love it.
You know, it's the little things. It's where my childhood was. And I love going back there, seeing my family, seeing my friends.
Your old high school girlfriend.
No better place in the world.
How often do you get back?
I try to get back as much as I can. I'm definitely there in the summer. I try to spend my entire summers as long as I can up in the North Woods on a lake, doing some fishing, reeling in some largemouth bass.
Yeah, get the bass.
Nothing better.
And some cheese curds.
I get back in the winter as well. Yeah, I try to get back at least one time every season. I've actually got some stuff going on back in Wausau that hopefully will take me back to Wausau more often. Are you guys familiar with Timekeeper Distillery?
Yeah, Dan Weber. Absolutely. Dan Weber, sure. Good guy.
Yeah, so we've got a brother and I, we've got a coffee liqueur that we're working on with him.
Nice. When's that launching?
Soon.
Good.
Very soon.
We'll walk over and ask Dan about it.
Please do. Yeah. Are you guys close? You guys are almost walking distance. You're downtown.
Yeah, we're in the Washington Square building.
Yeah.
Jefferson Street Inn.
Get on over there. Say,
I will.
Go, it's up to Dan. Ask him about Tisu Coffee Liqueur.
All right. We will.
We're hoping for next 30, 60 days to have a little release going on over there.
What's the name of it?
Sisu Coffee Liqueur. Sisu, S-I-S-U. It's a Finnish word.
Okay. Sisu. What does it mean?
A loose translation is grit. But really, it's with the Finnish people, they believe they possess this sisu deep inside of them that they hold in reserve for hard times, which is very synonymous with the people of Wisconsin. Man, we love our hard winters.
Yeah,
we
gotta have a tough mentality and some grit to live in Wisconsin. Not as much as you need to live in Alaska, probably, but
okay,
plenty. Yeah,
there's I was just talking to somebody from back home. They're doing a 100-kilometer ski race on the North Shore next weekend.
Whoa,
cross country ski. I'm like, what? Who you do that for fun?
100 miles,
100 kilometers. Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, Ross, what's your workout schedule like being a kind of a leading actor?
Man, I've been consistent.
I just happened to see the Instagram photos, and there's some, you know,
he's working out.
He's working out.
I try to stay consistent. It's sometimes, the only thing that you have is like tangible evidence that you're getting through this life doing all right, for me at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I try to stay consistent. You know, it grounds me. It's my anchor. It's something that I can check off the list every day. I stay consistent.
Well, and you know, when you go to these readings, they obviously are looking for a certain look, right? You didn't get cast as Tom Brady because you looked like
you eat potato chips on the couch all day.
Yeah, Drew, what's his name from The Price is Right?
Carrie. He's lost a lot of weight, to be fair.
Okay. He's not going to get cast as Tom Brady,
right?
There's a type for certain roles. Now.
Yeah,
I don't know that I'm getting any roles that Timothy Chalamet's stealing from me anytime soon.
Oh yeah,
So Ross.
I'm looking at your body of work. We've watched a lot of these. We love them. Obviously, you came out big with American Sports Story.
Well, hold on, Ross. How many hours a day do you have to work out? I just want to close that out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's less and less, man. Honestly,
as you get older, it just happens more naturally. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes. Okay. Listen, I've been working out, I don't know, for 20 straight years. I asked my brother the other day, he's as crazy as I am. And I said, dude, when's the last time you took a day off from the gym? He had to think that hard.
Wow.
He couldn't remember. He couldn't remember.
So it's been months.
He's worse than I am.
Wow.
Months. Okay. Absolutely.
But how much time? How much time? Yes. Paul and I are trying to get in better shape.
I'm in there most days for at least an hour.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it was going to be a little bit more. At least an hour. At least an hour. How much cardio do you do a week?
Not much.
Okay.
It's weights, baby.
Strength
weights.
Training. Okay. Yep.
Is that what you'd recommend?
It's all weights. Yeah.
This used to be his profession too. So let's.
I'm taking notes.
That's a whole nother rabbit hole we can get down.
Yeah. Right. Well, I wanted to ask if you could make an announcement. What are we going to see you in next? Make an announcement here on the Wausau Business Show.
I'm shooting a little Super Bowl promo. For Fox. So
will it air?
Really know pre Super Bowl.
So you're going to be on the Super Bowl ahead of the Fox kickoff.
Yeah. Like I said, guys, sometimes I sign up for these things and I don't know what it entails. And I think exactly that I'm showing up and we're doing something. That's about all.
That's exciting, man. What a way to live. I'd love that if I didn't. I had no idea what I was walking into every day.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, thank you.
Any idea? So is Fox producing it or is it with a different production company or brand?
It's Fox.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to watching, and that'll be nice. Do you have any love interests, Ross?
I've got a nice, lovely lady friend out here. Yes, I do.
How long has it been?
It's been a good number of years.
A number of years? Serious? So Wausau wants to know when you're going to pop the question then. That's the next question.
Are you ready to announce that on the Wausau Business Show?
We're looking for some breaking news.
Take it easy.
Breaking Ross Jurgle news.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Last question, Ross. We got to ask it. Sam's or Angelo's?
He's thinking.
Getting that frog out of his throat. Yeah. He's going to answer the question.
Angelo's.
Oh, it's one. Oh, right now out of Hollywood, it's 1-1.
What's Angelo's for me?
He's an East Sider,
that's
everybody.
Right.
That's
true.
What differentiates him. Ladies and gentlemen, Ross Jurgle.
Ross.
Come on.
Get him out.
The Wausau Business Show, Ross. Best of luck to you in the future. And we look forward to seeing that Academy Award coming back within the next 5 years. Okay? Let's make it a smart goal.
Thank you.
Seems reasonable. Let's go, Ross.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, yeah. I love that you guys are doing this show, too.
It's been a lot of fun. Cool. Thanks for being on it.
Thanks for Phil Hanke from Weinbrenner for helping set this up. He's a good guy. So, all right, Ross. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Homegrown alligator. See you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
This is the true story.
True story.
Of two Wausonians
picked to host a business show.
And have their lives taped.
To find out what happens
when people stop living elsewhere.
Start getting to Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show. Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
For over 130 years, Ameriprise Financial has helped millions of Americans retire on their terms by providing advice for their unique goals. Stop in today at Strongbridge Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, LLC, and develop a customized plan for your retirement. Call Strongbridge Wealth at 715-849-3697. Office is located at 2711 Stewart Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin. Visit us online at strongbw.com. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Invest Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in downtown Wausau with great restaurants, Char Grill House, Lemongrass, Chow, Jalapenos, great pizza at Polito's, subs at Jimmy John's, food and drinks at the Pinery Coffee Shop, unwind at the Chocolate Cafe, stop by Forward Beverage, massages at the Reflexology Center, shop at Magnolia Soap and Bath, Isaac's Fine Apparel, Tanya's Bridal, get a trim at Modern Gents, find something classy at Campbell Haynes, plan your special event at the Jefferson Street Inn. Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center, downtown Wausau.
Business show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And we've got a Wausau business rumor, Paul.
I love this segment.
Something going on at the Grand Theater. Big changes.
I've heard a little bit about this, but I can't confirm anything.
So here we are. We're going to go talk to Sean Wright about the big changes coming to the Grand Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go over there.
Yeah, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the illustrious Sean Wright, executive director at the Grand Theater, joins us again.
We're back.
We're back.
That is much more than I deserve, I can tell you.
Here we are. We are looking at the stage in the Grand Theater, empty or getting ready for a show here, and we want to talk about a major announcement that we have about the historic Grand Theater. Sean, go ahead.
What can you tell us?
Yeah. What can we tell you? Well, we're really excited. You know, it's the 100th anniversary of the Grand in 2027. And to celebrate that, we are going to be launching our second century capital campaign to help set the stage for the next 100 years of the Grand. And so many exciting things behind it, and it'll be a part of it. And we're just starting to share those things now with the community, and we look forward to a really exciting couple of months when we can share all the details that we haven't shared here already.
Okay, but this is a major, major, major new initiative here that the Grand Theater is embarking upon, and it's going to be relatively expensive.
It is. Yes, it is.
These things aren't cheap, you know.
They aren't. I mean, well, that was actually what I was going to talk to you guys about.
Paul?
I'm broke, actually. Yeah. So.
It's about an $18 million campaign. Wow. So a very large campaign. By comparison, the Arts Block campaign 25 years ago was $12 million to extend, you know, to build the Great Hall, Okay. Connect the backstage. You know, essentially, prior to that time, you just had the theater and the buildings on the end. And so Arts Block brought it all together, Okay. Built all the back of house infrastructure so we could support Broadway tours and major tours like that. You know, built the Carolyn S. Mark Gallery, the loft, and those spaces. And so,
this is going to be a big undertaking.
It is a big undertaking, but you know, the theater only turns 100 one time.
Yeah. Amen.
Time to celebrate. So what can you tell us about it? Do you think it's going to transform the theater?
We do. You know, we really want to see it as an opportunity to richen and enhance the experience that patrons have when they come to this theater. You know, we've been fortunate. We've had great attendance. We've had great acts that have come here. We've had all these things. That's the wear and tear on this building. Yeah. And while we've done a lot of campaigns, this theater and these seats that we're literally sitting in, you know, these seats were renovated in 1987. They weren't even new at that time. They were just refurbished for that campaign. So these seats are, you know, a few decades old and not exactly up to contemporary standards, if you know what I mean.
Will this mean, like, different things or what?
Yeah. What it does is it allows us to continue to bring in those top-level performances that our community and our region has come to expect and enhance the experience for our patrons. You know, whether the theater itself is historic and really, you know, other than the technical things and the safety and security things we've done, hasn't been touched since the 87 renovation. It's been, small things here or there. This gives us the opportunity to really dig in from paint to carpets to railings to the things that we need, like a balcony rail that supports the type of projection that Broadway shows do do now. And so there's a lot of pieces and, you know, a lot of some of our backstage amenities to your point, Ryan, of attracting shows. We've got some backstage amenities, our green room, dressing rooms, things like that.
Blue M&Ms and only blue M&Ms.
Well, they want blue M&Ms and, you know, they want sofas and TVs and furniture and not, well, here's the nice countertop and mirror that's been there for 25 years and used by every show, community theater. Yeah.
Howie Mandel.
Everybody, yeah. He didn't touch anything. Yeah, so, right. You're okay there. Yeah,
he was fine.
He was fine.
You know, the funny thing about Howie Mandel is this was when he was here, we were sponsoring it. I was working at WIFC. And I remember Howie Mandel was hiding. I think this was before your time, Sean. He was hiding under the table backstage in the dressing room because he was so scared of germs. That's how,
he's hiding from them.
Well, that is how severe his affliction was. I think it's gotten better, but he put on a great performance after that.
I don't know if I'd hide under the table in a dressing room.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's just hiding from us. I don't know.
the ways I could avoid things, I'm not sure that's it.
But this will be amazing, and obviously, you know, you're one of the best venues for your size in the entire world, Pollstar rated, and this will increase that number, would you say, that ranking?
That's the hope. That's the hope, is that we, you know, our schedule's as busy as it's ever been. We brought in more shows than ever before, and, you know, and another piece of that is we're looking at some opportunities that hasn't been fully fleshed out that would allow us to, by improving and really transforming the Great Hall, improving the acoustics in there, that could become a flexible concert venue for a 400, 500 capacity show. We all know that there's a lot of shows happening in that size window right now that skip Wausau because we don't have that, you know, that size venue. And so, that perhaps we bring more people in the doors that way. That also frees up some pressure on the theater to allow us to have space to continue to bring Broadway shows that get bigger and bigger. And right now, you know, we're turning them around in a night, and it's just not good. It's not good for the theater. It's not good for the crew.
So new carpet, I'm assuming, and everything, new railings. We want to get rid of these railings here. They look like they need a new coat of paint. Well, we're just going to get rid of them and upgrade the whole thing. And you're going to have brand new seats throughout the whole place?
Yes, brand new seats. That is the number one thing on our patrons' wish list and on our wish list.
Very cool. Are you going to stick to all the little plaques that are on every seat that have been here since 1987 of the donors that donated those seats?
We have thought that through, and yes, the original plaques will remain. Oh, however, there will be an opportunity at some point later on in the campaign for a new generation of people to add their names to these brand new seats.
Iconic plaques.
Yeah.
You never know whose name's going to be on your seat when you come to the Grand Theater.
They're going
to
be knocking on the door when you do that second wave. I think people want their names on these seats.
Yeah, it'll be like buying a piece of the Green Bay Packers.
Right, exactly.
What about the marquee? Is the marquee staying?
Marquee is staying.
Okay.
Oh, yes. No, the marquee is staying. All the things you know and love. It's a very good marquee.
It's a very, very good marquee. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a few in my day. That one's great.
Yeah. You don't have to replace the bulbs for the letters of the words they're using like you used to in the olden days. Well, it's Valentine's Day week now here, Sean, and we know that a lot of people make it kind of dinner and a show for Valentine's Day.
It's the classic Valentine's Day.
Dinner and a show. What's the kind of your most memorable Valentine's show that you can remember over the years?
You know, two shows come to mind. We had a couple of years ago, we had a jazz the Lincoln Center show called Songs We Love.
Okay.
And it was an evening of love songs. And we were fortunate to have it like the day before Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
And it was just, the musicianship was amazing. And if you walked out at the end of the night, you just couldn't help but have that feeling.
Romance was in the air.
And then this year, we're fortunate enough, Pretty Woman is here on Valentine's Day.
Hello.
So, I mean, we are literally taking care of Valentine's for, you know, everybody who's out there right now going, I don't have any idea what to do. Come see a Broadway musical.
Yeah. There's nothing better than Richard Gere and Julia Roberts coming to the Grand Theater. Okay, not exactly.
Equity tour, exactly.
Oh, well, that'll be very cool for Valentine's dinner and a show.
Yeah, a perfect thing. We are literally taking care of you on Valentine's weekend, whether it's Pretty Woman that Thursday or Friday, or if you're like, Broadway's not my thing, but I love dance. The incredible Ailey 2 is going to be here. Of course, Alvin Ailey Dance Company. This is their emerging stars of the dance company. Ailey 2 is here on Sunday the 16th, and that's going to be another incredible night. So we're taking care of your entire Valentine's Valentine's Day weekend.
Always exciting things here at the Grand.
Thank you, Sean. How many years have you been married, Sean?
I've been married 25 years now.
He nailed it.
Quarter century.
And what does love mean to you, Sean?
Love means somebody who will put up with me for 25 years plus.
We second, third that. Yeah.
What's going on with this Ben Folds show? We were all pumped about the Ben Folds thing, and then the show got canceled, right. and now it's coming back, right?
Coming back in May. Yeah, Ben was really trying to make it through his fall run. And
he got really sick?
He got really sick. Yeah. I heard from a few people who saw him a night or two before he was supposed to be in Wausau who said, it's actually a good thing he postponed the show. Like, I appreciate somebody who's out there fighting it, but he was apparently really fighting it, so yeah. Rescheduled for May.
And we'll take it. We'll take it. Very excited about the Bodines coming too.
Absolutely. I mean, Wisconsin loves the Bodines. Yeah. They just love the Bodines.
I've seen the Bodines. I think I was with you 25 years ago, right here.
And then we saw them at Rockfest, and they opened up for Eddie Money, who was supposed to come here, but then he croaked. Yeah. God rest his soul.
I don't know. Yeah. Exactly.
It was announced and everything. But okay, so this is a big expansion. This will allow for a lot more things in the Grand for 100 years to come, and we're very excited about it. So, well, happy Valentine's Day, man to man, Sean.
My pleasure.
Good to see you, Sean.
Thanks a lot.
He invites us into his grand house.
Yes, executive director of the Grand Theater, Sean Wright, everybody.
Thanks, Sean.
Love potion number 9.
All right, thank you, Sean Wright.
Sean, all right. Fun stuff.
Consummate professional.
He's a mover and a shaker, making things happen at the Grand once again.
A great executive director. All right, hopefully everybody enjoys that Super Bowl. We'll talk to you next week, which I think next week might be the Skinners from Granite Peak. I gotta look.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me.
Right here in the heart of ski season.
Yeah, that'll be very cool. Until then, from high atop Sylvan Hill.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. Whoops. And until then, from high atop Mozenee Hill.
No.
That's not it either. Okay. From high atop Tim's Hill.
No, that's over by Eau Claire, I think. Yeah.
Okay. From high atop that glorious mountain, the one we call Rib.
All right.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club. Oh, mama. I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels. It's where I belong. Down at the
GNA Wausau Business Show Transmission. Allreiz reserviert 2025.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Cheers erupted in Tel Aviv as Hamas released 3 more Israeli hostages.
Dozens of armed Hamas militants wearing masks and military uniforms paraded 3 male Israeli hostages at a ceremony in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross. The men, ages 34, 52, and 56, looked thin and pale but were able to walk on their own power. Families and supporters watching in Israel cheered and embraced.
That's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. In return, 183 Palestinians have been released today from Israeli jails. And the BBC's Yolan Nell tells us...
Talks on a sensitive second stage for the Gaza ceasefire are soon due to start in earnest. And many Israelis